If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? I felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
On Animal Planet, you can watch the show My Big Fat Pet Makeover. We'll talk with the host of that program, and also Dr. Jan Bellows will be here to talk about dentistry and how it is friendlier now. So it used to be, you know, when you were a kid, maybe when you went to the dentist, you were terrified. Things are supposed to be better now. Are they? I mean, lots of dentists, they have fish bowls, they have calming music in the background. You can bring your own headphones with you and listen to your own music. I mean, there are things that dentists have done to tone down the anxiety. Well, the same thing is happening with animal health. And we'll talk with Dr. Bellows about that. Have you noticed that it is cold outside still? Yeah, the big football game is around the corner, and I will talk about safety for your pets. Not necessarily playing in the big football game, but safety for your pets outdoors, because it is still cold outside. Much of the country is still getting snow, so we will talk about that as well, but mostly talk to you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, toll free 866-554-7387. Frank in Massachusetts, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
I got a problem with my dog. I got a 10-month Yorkie.
Uh-huh.
Me and my wife tried to teach him to pee in a pad. So I think he pee in a pad, but I noticed all of the house, it's spot that he usually pees. So I don't know what else I have to do. So someone told me I should murder him.
Should what? You should what?
So I don't know how to say that. It's to have his surgery to neuter him.
Well, right. Okay. So yes, you should neuter your dog, and there are a couple of reasons for it. One, you mentioned it really does help control his urges. But moreover, it's just the right thing to do. We need to spay and neuter our pets. If your dog were to get out and meet a hot babe who is not spayed, well, then there are puppies, and we have enough puppies. Let the responsible breeders do what they do. We have enough dogs out there. So, yes, neutering your dog, as your dog grows, you'll have a better pet. Your pet, your dog, won't sniff everywhere and say, oh, I need to find this very nice-looking lady dog. It'll be way better if you neuter your pet. Yes, 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 and it can help you with the problem you have now. Having said that, if your dog's entrenched in a habit, it's possible it will continue. And at this age, I don't know if your dog's actually spraying or your dog is just not completely house trained. So step number one would be to neuter your dog. Step number two is to take your puppy to the puppy pad. Dogs aren't known, they're not born knowing this stuff. Take your dog on a leash, even indoors, to the puppy pad when your dog does perform. And first thing in the morning, by the way, is the best time because your dog has really got to go. You know that.
Okay.
So take your dog there. When your dog goes potty on the puppy pad, have a party instantly. Have special treats in your pocket. Reward your dog. Praise your dog. Tell your dog is the most brilliant dog in the world. At the age of 10 months, some dogs certainly have bladder control, yes, but you have a very small dog with a small bladder still. And sometimes toy dogs, as you have, can be a challenge under the best circumstances to house train. So you want to be consistent. And even at this age, after the dog has had a lot of water, after the dog has had a meal, after the dog has played, and after your dog has gotten up from a long nap, your dog is going to have to go. That's a law. It's true. Physiologically, even at 10 months old for a Yorkshire Terrier, that is true. So again, take your dog after eating, after playing, after drinking, to the potty pad. Pace back and forth. That'll encourage your dog to go. If your dog doesn't go, you have a loaded weapon there. So keep your dog tethered to you. If your dog begins to lift that leg, scoop up your dog. It's a small dog, easy enough to do, and bring your dog to the potty pad. When your dog eventually does go again, reward your dog with treats and praise big time. But in the meantime, yes, yes, have your dog neutered.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I think I will do that.
All right. I hope I helped you. And... once you do have your dog neutered, if things aren't working out, I mean, the neutering isn't actually likely to be a miracle at this point because your dog has learned I can go anywhere in the house, perhaps. You know, your dog might not understand the potty pad is where I need to do my business. So you still have to, in dog language, explain that to your dog. And again, it's not through, and you're not punishing. That's a good thing. So if your dog has accidents, don't worry about it so much. Clean it up. Yes, but don't worry about it so much. Just worry about what's going to happen the next time. And again, even at this age, after your dog plays and eats and drinks, your dog has got to go.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And again, any more questions, follow up with me at this phone number, 866-554-PETS. So are you having a Super Bowl party or a toilet bowl party or some sort of party? And all the people, do people still have Super Bowl parties? I think they still do, but I read that the television ratings aren't expected to be very large this year. So maybe you're not having people over. I don't know, but if you do have people over, some pets say, yay, bring them on. Some pets, not so much. I'm not so happy about all these strangers. What do you do with those pets? I have some advice next. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the SafeStep family of products. SafeStep SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with SafeStep SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find SafeStep SurePaws online or at a retail near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I'm determined to make it this the last time I talk about the winter, because I won't need to anymore soon, right? 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 Well, yeah, it's still cold out in much of the country, and we're getting snow in much of the country as well. So here are a couple of reminders. When it gets really, really cold outside, our dogs do need coats or jackets, and I'm talking about the warm ones. I'm not talking about those football jerseys, which really look cool if it's the right team. And incidentally, you can get a pro sports or college jersey of any team for your pet. They're available in lots of different places, many of the popular ones. So if you live in Cincinnati, you can get a Bengal jersey, for example, at a local PetSmart or Petco very often. Or Chicago Bears in Chicago, the New York Jets or Giants in New York, etc. I mean, this stuff is now widely available, not only for football, but for hockey, baseball, basketball as well, because we all know our pets love hockey, football, baseball, and basketball. But I'm talking about something warmer if it's really snowy and really cold outside. I am talking about using salt, and I want communities to do this. And I don't know how to get this done, because the salt they use, the typical street salt, not only is bad, and it is, for our pets' paws, but also for the environment, including the trees, the concrete itself. You know, not only the sidewalks, but the streets. So please, let's use pet-friendly salts like Safe Step Sure Paws. In addition to that, I implore you, please, please, please don't tie your dog and leave your dog outside in the cold. And even if you have some sort of structure out there, you know, that the dog, okay, my dog has shelter. Well, really, do you need to do that? And people who let their cats outdoors, I'm not a fan of that anyway. But in really cold weather, when it's snowing, come on. I mean, common sense, I think, would dictate, but it really doesn't for everyone. Don't do that. And increasingly, there are now laws. You know, the entire state of Pennsylvania said you cannot tie out your dog outside if it's really cold out for more than 30 minutes. And in fact, if you do, it might even be considered a felony. So, and I'll tell you, more and more communities are jumping on board with that idea, which I am all for. And then now you have all the people coming over because you do have a Super Bowl party. Woo! And you're celebrating your team or about to, or get really upset because your team may not do really well, but you got all these people over and they're making a lot of noise. And some dogs and some cats are like, yes, I love all these people. I'm having a great time, but some not so much. So for those dogs that you know, or those cats that you can be assured are going to be anxious when people come over, the best thing you could do is just put them off in another room, close the door, and give them something else to do. So we can lower that anxiety threshold by plugging in either Feel Away for Cats, that's a copy of a pheromone that helps to lower anxiety and helps the cats to feel more comfortable in their own environment. There's a dog version of it, too, and it's called Adaptil. Same idea, just plug in the diffuser and let that dog or those dogs feel more comfortable in their own environment. Now turn up the music so they're hearing nice, soothing, classical music. Or no, better idea, your local radio talk show. That would be a good idea, but the idea really is to diffuse the noise going on outside. In addition to that, you want to give your pet something else to do. Pets cannot multitask, so they don't think, well, I've got this to do and this to do and this to do, and I'm doing this. They don't think like they think about what they're doing right here and right now. They live in the present, which is really a good thing. So if they're chewing on a bone or your cat's playing with a cat toy, your cat isn't worried or dog isn't worried about what's going on out there. Next, the reality is more than half our pets are overweight or obese, and I know this doesn't include any of you. I understand that, but statistically that is the case, and there's a television show about that now. It's called It Figures, right? My Big Fat Pet Makeover, the host of that show, will be right here.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
According to the data, about half our dogs are overweight or obese. For indoor cats, the number is more like 60%. Travis Burson is doing something about it. My Big Fat Pet Makeover. Travis, welcome to the show. This is on Animal Planet. Tell me about the show.
Well, you sure make it sound exciting with that intro. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, so, you know, Steve, obviously this is a growing problem. And, you know, one of the things that I originally was passionate about was helping owners, you know, grow the bond and relationship with their pets. And, you know, what I found out is a lot of these pets that are obese, their parents, their owners couldn't love them more. And
yeah,
that's one of the biggest problems. You know, they're showing love through food and treats and, you know, overindulging and under-exercising. So, you know, the idea of the whole show is to put the whole family through a makeover. You know, I can't help the pet without starting with the owner. So that's our mission.
Okay, so I talk at conferences around the world, actually, and one of the topics I talk about are overweight and obese pets. And I'm not a veterinarian, but I am a certified animal behavior consultant, but I have veterinarians in the audience. In fact, mostly veterinarians when I speak at veterinary conferences, and they raise their hand and they say, this is a challenge to talk about at times, because at times the owner is
way obese. So how do I talk? I'm not a medical doctor. You're not a medical doctor. You must experience the same thing, I imagine.
I do. I do, Steve. And you're right on the money. And that's those veterinarians, they're speaking from experience. You know, as you know, a lot of these owners, you know, really three things. Either they're in denial, their pet's overweight. Two, they think it's cute, don't understand the ramifications, you know, or three, they just aren't aware that the pet's overweight. And a lot of those are the ones you're speaking of where the owners are overweight themselves. And so for us, you know, we make it less about the people and more about the pet. And we really make it clear to them that if you will help your pet lose weight, you will literally add years to your pet's life. And to get serious about it, if you don't do it, make a change now, you're going to pay for it not only emotionally but financially down the road. And most of the time when you hit home putting it, you know, on the pet that it's their responsibility, then you incorporate the lifestyle changes. And Steve, I got to be honest with you, we had two owners this season that both lost weight. The husband lost almost 50 pounds.
Wow.
And the wife lost close to 15 pounds, and they weren't even the focus. They just made the lifestyle change that was necessary, you know, in their own environment.
Well, there's data to demonstrate that, you know, one thing that we need to do for dogs that are overweight is simply have them get out more, allow them to be dogs, and also take them on walks. By doing that, it's good for us as well as our pets. So that doesn't surprise me. How do you help the cats or dogs to lose weight? A crash diet is something you don't recommend, I hope. So what do you recommend?
Sure. So, no, we definitely don't recommend the crash diet. Actually, one of the focuses for our show was to make sure that we fell within the healthy weight loss limit for cats and dogs. So, you know, for dogs, it's somewhere between 3-5% of their body weight, you know, on a monthly basis. And cats can be somewhere between 5-8%. Just have a nice guideline there. You know, but really, you can't go to an owner and say, feed less and exercise more, because that's relative. Well, what does that really mean, right? So for us to make these changes, we had to get the families on actual health and wellness programs that literally held their hand on a day-to-day basis, telling them exactly what they needed to do to incorporate these changes. And then from there, it's all about being consistent. Again, a good term for animal behavior, you know, to actually create new habits that then allowed these pets to get moving. We had so many owners go, well, I do 3 walks a day. And I'm like, well, how long are they? Well, you know, 10 or 15 minutes we go out to potty. And I'm like, well, if I asked you how many times you worked out in a day, would you say 6? Because that's how many times you went to the bathroom. You know, and so there's a disconnect on what people think exercise really is and what actually burns calories.
All right, I've got to go burn some calories now because I had a lot of water to drink and it's got to come up. Anyway, Travis Brorson, it is called My Big Fat Pet Makeover on Animal Planet. Travis, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
So this is so exciting. You can anytime you like, anytime you feel, I need to see videos about dogs or about cats, go to our YouTube page. Just simply go to YouTube.com and type in my name, Steve Dale, or our website, which is petworldradio.net. Either which way, you can see videos upon video upon video. We've done over 200 videos, often speaking with experts from all over the world about animal behavior and animal health. Puppy Training 101. We take different topics like house training, teaching your dog the most important cues like to come to you. How do you do that using positive reinforcement? Well, we show you how in these snippet videos that are fun to watch as well.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Joy to the world in Illinois. You are on the radio. Hi.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
You know, my producer hates when I do those sorts of things. But I can't help it. I really can't.
Go for it.
Yeah. How many times do you hear people tell you that?
Quite a few, and I love it.
Oh, good. Okay. I just don't want you to be upset at me, that's all. Well, what's your question?
Well, I adopted a dog that's 7 or 8 years old last year from the kennel,
mm-hmm.
and he's a wonderful guy. He was abused. I got him over a lot of his fears, but one thing that he does is he climbs the fence.
Hmm.
So I'm not quite sure how to get him over that. It's almost like he had been crated or kenneled for a long time and just doesn't. It's like if he has to go to the bathroom, he needs to get outside the fence.
Not quite sure what you mean. Do you have a dog run that he wants to get out of, or does he want to get out of
the fenced-in yard?
Okay, so you let him out in the yard to do his business, and he goes right to the fence and wants to climb over.
Yes, because he has to go outside of our yard to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Which is fine with me.
I don't know about your neighbors agreeing with that.
Exactly.
All right, so here's what I would do. I would begin to take your dog in a completely different place.
Okay.
On leash. So go out the other door on a leash, and when your dog goes potty, say good potty. And do this over and over and over so your dog understands that when you say go potty or go woo-woo or go tinkle-tinkle or whatever your phrase of choice is, that your dog is going to go. And this is a good thing. I might have said it at the beginning. What state do you live in?
Illinois.
Oh, wow. Okay, so for Illinois, there is snow. There is sometimes tons of rain. And when you let your dog out, you want your dog to go quick as that, especially if it's 40 below zero. So
exactly.
actually giving a cue to the dog is helpful for those reasons, aside from what I'm about to tell you. So you've gone out the front door. You've taken a walk 40 times, 30 times, whatever that number is. And as your dog is going, literally, as the dog is going tinkle, tinkle, you say, good tinkle, tinkle, or go tinkle, tinkle, even better. Not that the grammar makes any difference to the dog. It doesn't. But say, go tinkle, tinkle. And then what I want you to do, once you think your dog's got that down, and again, it depends on the dog. It could be 20 times. It could be 40 times, whatever that is. Then go out on leash at first to the backyard and say, go tinkle, tinkle. Now, your dog can't run to the fence and want to jump over because your dog's on leash.
Exactly.
And if you're lucky and you also do things in your favor to succeed, for example, don't try it at a time. Oh, my dog just peed and I'm going to try. No, you try it at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning when you know your dog's got to pee. You put on the leash, you say, go tinkle, tinkle. Now, after 5 or 6 or 10 times of success in the yard, then let the dog out, but before you let the dog out without the leash, say, go tinkle, tinkle, and actually walk out with the dog. Summer's a good time to do it, right? Better than winter.
Yep.
And say, go tinkle, tinkle, and hopefully your dog won't run to the leash, to the fence at that point, and will actually go tinkle, tinkle. Then say, good dog, and take a tennis ball or a squishy toy or whatever your dog likes and play with your dog, and then back in the house. Don't give the dog an opportunity to even think about going to that fence, to climb over the fence. Do that 10 times, and now hopefully you've gotten over the fence climbing thing. Now, how the fence climbing thing starts, I don't know about your dog, but with a lot of dogs, is boredom. You know, backyards are not babysitters. So having nothing to do in backyards, dogs invent their own fun. And the fun can be digging to go under a fence, jumping over a fence, digging in the garden, barking at people going by, all the above. It depends on the dog.
Okay.
All right, let me know what happens.
I certainly will, but that should help because he loves going out in the yard, so I'll do that with the leash and see if I can do it that way.
Yeah, but as I said, take him out to a completely different place first, you know.
First, right.
Walk up and down the street and do that until you've got the cue going. And frankly, I've got to go myself now because with all this talk about, I've got to, you know. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our telephone number, that's not really true. Our telephone number, 866-5, well, I'm crossing my legs a little bit. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. Or you can email steve@petworldradio.net. Each week I choose an email question and I say, that one, that's the one I want to answer. And this time around, it's about a cat that is spraying. Yuck! What do you do about it? I'll tell you next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retailer near you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, a lot to talk about, including with a conversation with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes. She's a regular on the program, and I want to talk about the where do you define what is a problem emotionally and what is a problem medically, and where do they intersect, which they often do. Here's what I'm talking about. Let's say the cat is missing the litter box, has an accident or two or three or four, and then what we tend to do is go to the internet and, oh, this is the solution, this is the solution. You know, you can read all you want on the internet about a solution, and they may be very appropriate answers. They may not be, because some of that information is misinformation that you read online. But even if it is appropriate information, what the internet isn't considering is the fact that that cat may be diabetic. That cat may have hyperthyroid disease. That cat may be missing the box because it hurts to get in the box because the cat is arthritic. And with cats, we often don't see arthritis in cats the way we do dogs because they are so good about masking pain. So at what point do you consider what you read online? At what point do you go to the veterinarian? At what point do you assume it is a behavior problem? That's what Dr. Tynes... tough questions. That's what she will answer next week.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, our male cat who is neutered is very nice. Except he gets upset when there are cats in the yard and then he sprays. We're inundated with those outside cats, all owned and not feral. We give our spraying cat amitriptyline daily, that's a drug, to help calm him down, but that doesn't stop the spraying. And frankly, I'm not surprised. I understand he's just being a cat, but this has been going on for 3 years, and we're just being people who don't like it. I need to be with my sister during her cancer treatment. I don't know what to do about our cat. Our other cat, a 15-year-old, is okay when I'm away. I once put the male cat in a boarding facility, and he was a raving lunatic by the time I returned. Do you have any advice? If not, I may put my cat to sleep. Well, you know, this is complicated. And the problem, you're a cat, and I understand with your sister apparently coming over who's ill, you cannot have a spraying cat, and you have so much anyway going on in your life. I understand that, and I feel badly for you. This isn't your fault, clearly, and it's not your cat's fault. You're right. Your cat is just being a cat. It's those outdoor cats. So cats are territorial, and they define territory in any number of ways. And even cats that are neutered will sometimes, male or female, they will sometimes spray to help define their territory. It's just like gang members, I guess you call it tagging, when they spray paint on different walls, right, or on different buildings. It's sort of the same idea. Your cat is saying, well, this is the edge, this is the boundary of my territory. And your cat is very upset about seeing these other cats outdoors. What you can try to do are several different things. It's unfortunate they're owned cats, but the fact that you know they are owned cats, you may know who owns those cats, and if you can explain the situation to the owners of those cats, maybe, then they will do a better job of keeping those cats indoors, which would be best for the cats anyway, because cats are better off indoors than outdoors. Life is safer indoors. No coyotes to chase them, and no angry neighbors saying, this isn't right, and I may even put you in a trap and bring you to animal control. And at some point in time, I wouldn't blame you for doing that. You know, and at that point, those poor cats, because they haven't done anything wrong either. You know, it's a complicated situation. Now, what you can try to do is just, from the inside, keeping your cat, one of the two cats that you have that gets upset about these other cats, you said your other cat is fine, but the one who does get upset, trying to keep that cat in another part of the house. And generally, cats kind of work on a schedule. So those cats that are outside that are marauding your yard, they come around at 2 o'clock every day. Or they come around in the morning every day, or in the evening. There's just a general time, probably. They don't typically, unless they live there, we're talking about some consistency in timing. And at those times of day, maybe you can keep that cat in another part of the house. You can keep the shades pulled down. Maybe that in of itself will solve the problem. Annoying for you if you want your shades up, but that might do the trick. Another thing you can do to lower the stress of your cat that is an indoor cat is to plug in a feel-away, or better, use feel-away spray. So feel-away, which is a copy of a pheromone that helps cats feel more comfortable in their own environment, was originally created for just this purpose. And the feel-away spray is the best choice to spray on the cat spray. And you could read directions on the package of feel-away. That would be another thing that I absolutely would do to lower the stress of this cat. What are some other things you can do? Well, you can prevent the outdoor cats from coming in the first place. There's a product called, it's a sprinkler that has one of those electronic eyes. And whether a deer goes by, or a skunk goes by, or cats go by, it sprays water, just water, in that direction. Well, cats don't like having water sprayed at them, do they? So that would be another idea as well. And you can get these products for just $20 or $30 online. And there are several of them. So I would try that, because it's not expensive and it's probably worth the try. Another creative thing you can do, wolf urine or coyote urine. You can buy that online and at some stores. Not every store sells wolf urine, but there are places that do, the feed stores, that kind of thing. And the cats will smell it and run off in the other direction. Now, the only problem with that, it doesn't always work, because cats are pretty smart, and they may figure out over time, well, there's really no wolf here. The second thing is, when it rains, you have to reapply, or just hope it doesn't rain. But those are some ideas that you could try to keep the cats away in the first place, which is your best option. I don't have an absolute answer to that, but hopefully this combination of information will help. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about veterinary dentistry and how it may be pet friendlier. Really? I think so.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Fear-Free is an initiative in veterinary medicine that the intent is to remove fear, anxiety, and stress of veterinary visits. And I say that actually starts at home with pet owners, because very often our dogs and cats are very nervous about going to the veterinarian. It's something that it shouldn't be this way. We can fix it. Dr. Jan Bellows, you're a veterinary dentist. As a specialist and one of the leaders around the world in veterinary dentistry, and I know you're all about this fear-free thinking, how does what you do, veterinary dentistry, tie in?
Oh, it's just such a wonderful tie-in because pets need their teeth. They really need their teeth to have a really healthy life, and they need a healthy mouth. So the client has to figure out, because pets don't brush their own teeth, how to make that happen. And a trip to the veterinarian is essential. So to make that as happy as possible, fear-free is the key. And in cats especially, you want to have the exam room nice and warm and a little radio music playing in the background. Kind of zen, but we put little pheromone sprays on. Uh-huh. We examine the cat in the cat carrier if possible. We have our staff has treats. They put Cheese Whiz everywhere. We want the pet to run into the exam room, not try to run out of the exam room.
Most people won't brush their pet's teeth. And that's going to drive you crazy. And I'm guilty of that. Is that, you know, but the way in which we learn to do, so some people just force the dog.
No, it's right easy there. Now. It's
right.
Easy.
Talk about that.
Because of these wonderful chews that they have now, there's an organization called the Veterinary Oral Health Council that accepts products that decrease the accumulation of plaque and or tartar.
Proven scientifically.
Proven scientifically.
You say,
by,
it's not marketing. You
no.
say, these scientists say these are the products that we like and here's the reason why.
Well, because those products have to go through special testing, a special protocol, two lab tests to make sure that it really decreases plaque and tartar accumulation by at least 20%. And most of them do double and triple that much. But anyhow, anything on the VOHC.org site is considered safe and effective. And better than that, it's pretty delicious. They have foods, they have treats, they have a toothpaste, they have a toothbrush. But the key here is that the client at home needs to make dentistry fun for the animal. So in my household, what we wind up doing is giving them a different type of treat. We have two type of treats that we really like. Each animal gets one of them in the morning and one in the afternoon. And then at night, we use a wipe. And after the wipe, I give them Cheese Whiz. And the animals love the wipes. They love everything about it because they used to come over like this with their heads down because they hated it, and now they like it because they associate it with something good.
And explain what these wipes are.
The wipes are impregnated with sodium hexametaphosphate. That's one of the companies that makes it, a small wipe. And then it's a bigger wipe that also, I mean, it's like a giant Stridex pad. And the beautiful part about the wipe is you wipe the teeth and you throw it away. As compared to the toothbrush and toothpaste, you know, the toothpaste that they market is very delicious. It's poultry flavored. It has an enzyme in it that helps plaque control. But animals don't really like the whole toothbrushing exercise, and people don't know what to do with the toothbrush. Do they put it next to their toothbrush in the bathroom? Do they put it in that dirty drawer in the kitchen that has dust? I mean, people have brought me their toothbrush that they brush their pet's teeth with, and it looks so gnarly, like they haven't changed it in a year, which if you're going to brush your teeth, you should change it every 2 weeks. But we don't actually recommend the toothbrushing anymore. Hmm. It's the wipes and the chews and the dental diets, and there's even water additives. So there's so much that a client can do at home, and then yet they still need to go to the veterinarian at least twice a year for the veterinarian to check the animal out to make sure that it doesn't need a professional teeth cleaning under anesthetic.
I want to interrupt you for 1 second. Are there things that you shouldn't do at home?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. There are things that you shouldn't do at home is feed your animals bones, ice cubes,
antlers.
Antlers. Yep. Antlers are horrible. Cow hooves. Anything that doesn't bend. You should, even
yeah,
if you buy it at the store,
yeah.
You shouldn't give it because it'll fracture their back teeth, and then you need root canals.
So you're trying to save pet owners money. You're trying to save the pets from pain, you know, because oftentimes these painful mouths will be painful for a while,
oh,
and the pet owners
it.
Just don't know.
Yep. Right, because after we fix it, then they say, oh, I feel so bad that my pet was in all this pain. But basically, dentistry can be fear-free, can be anxiety-free, and it can be fun for the whole family, and it should be.
Next week, a conversation with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalk Radio.